What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic. Devon Givens broadcasting live from the center, 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday night as the boys are back here in the center on the floor to take on the visiting Orlando Magic. Hit the road tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls. A big week, of course, just trying to pick up some wins and add to the win total with 19 games remaining on the season. Playoffs are certainly in the forefront for the basketball team as they try to position themselves in that number 3 spot. Hopefully just the number 3 spot, not the 4, not the 5. Stay in that number 3 area right now. Half a game behind the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference. Actually host the Indiana Pacers on Sunday here at the center, 3 o'clock tip, and we'll be also broadcasting from the center on Sunday as well. So, a nice little game tonight before they hit the road for the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night against the Orlando Magic. Orlando is also fighting for a playoff spot as well, so a big game for both basketball teams, an important game overall. I mean, listen, you're trying to get in the best position, and Orlando has not been in the playoffs for quite some time, and they are in the 8th spot at 30-35 currently, with the Sixers at 40-23 in the 4th spot, as we mentioned, half a game behind Indiana, 2.5 games up on the Boston Celtics. So an important one tonight for the Sixers to pick up some more pace on the Boston Celtics, keep pace and stay in front of them. Maybe hopefully Indiana falls the next time they're out, and certainly when they come into town on Sunday against the Pacers, it will be one of those deals where the Sixers can leapfrog the Indiana Pacers and get into that third spot and not let up. So we are going to preview the game, talk about the game a little bit, get you guys' thoughts on what you need to see tonight after the tough loss on Saturday against the Golden State Warriors. We will have Amy Heaver, the 76ers Executive Director of Social Responsibility. She will join us in the final segment leading into the pregame coverage with Brian Seltzer. She will come on to talk about the 4th annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala, which is next Monday, March 11th, and she'll give us some things about some of the items that are up for auction, and we'll speak to her about that right around 6:35 here on the Fanatic. So we do have some things to talk about with Jonah Bolden out. We know he's been in the starting lineup for an injured Joel Embiid, and with Embiid out, Jonah Bolden has fared pretty well for the 76ers at the 5 spot, playing pretty good defense, giving you a little bit of offense as well. No Jonah Bolden tonight. No Boban, still out as well. Joel Embiid also still out. Even though he's been able to work out and get some pregame work and his routine in, he is not ready to get back on the floor. Maybe a little bit of soreness in that knee still, and I know a lot of people are still concerned as to why he's missing games, why he's not out there on the floor just playing through it. Is it something that he could have avoided with the All-Star game, staying away from the All-Star game and getting out there and just simply just letting that heal? But it's hard to tell a guy who makes the All-Star team and has gone through what he's gone through via injury to not participate in such a big game like the All-Star game. And I personally think a little bit of it has to do with them jumping over the front row of the seats at the Garden. That's just me. Team is not going to tell you anything like that, but that's just me. Again, that's one thing that I would like for him to stop doing. Not doing that, because that doesn't help anything. A loose ball like that certainly isn't that important when you have so many more important things to hone in on for the 76ers, which is the playoff spot as well. So your thoughts overall, guys, 610-632-0975. What you guys want to see tonight from the 76ers. A big game again from Ben Simmons will certainly fare well. And I want to see where Brett Brown goes tonight with no Jonah Bolden, because he's been able to use him as a stretch guy out there in the perimeter, shoot the ball from deep, where Amir Johnson is just going to bang with Nick Vucevic. But you need that versatility. So are we going to finally see Justin Patton a little bit to have more of a rim runner, an athletic guy to get up and down the floor to run the quick pace that the 76ers like to run when they have the opportunity to do so? So maybe we'll see that. If not, maybe we'll go back to the Mike Scott or the Ben Simmons at the 5 position, which I do like, and I know a lot of people do not like that, but I do personally like when Ben Simmons is at the 5, when Mike Scott gives you some minutes at the center position as well, gives you a little bit of versatility, a different dynamic for the 76ers that they have to defend. So I want to see that, and I want to see Ben continue to stay aggressive certainly against this team. Not a lot of big guys on the wing that I'm really worried about defending Ben Simmons to go out there and get his work done, posting up some of these smaller guys that the Orlando Magic have on their basketball team and take advantage of them on the block. Get some of those easy buckets, get things going. And when you have a front end of a back-to-back, first of all, losing that game against the Golden State Warriors, you want to pick up the W, right? So you get the W, that's first and foremost. But you want to see some things, and with it being, again, a first night of a back-to-back situation tomorrow night in Chicago, you want to handle your business against an inferior team like the Orlando Magic sooner rather than later. No point of having Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, and Jimmy Butler on the floor in that final quarter too much, because you want to make sure you get rest their legs for tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls. Now, Chicago's not a world beater either, but a second night again of a back-to-back on the road at 8 o'clock start tomorrow night, you want your guys to get a little bit of rest if they can tonight. So make quick work of this basketball team and just get ready for tomorrow. So not overlooking, of course, the Orlando Magic, but making it quick work where you can get off the floor in the fourth quarter early enough to get a little bit of rest. Also, Tobias Harris bouncing back from the tough game he had against the Golden State Warriors. Yes, the numbers said over 20 points, but not enough. You needed more. The way he played against the Pelicans last week and the Oklahoma City Thunder last Thursday as well, which had him 61 points in the two games where he shot phenomenal, did not show up as much as we pumped him up to do on Saturday against the Golden State Warriors. And we need to see that continue, because that is what you brought him in here for, to continue to be that scoring type of player. Yes, there were so many different things that could have swung the game in the Sixers' way, but when you have a guy rolling the way that Harris has been rolling, you want to see it keep going. The same for Jimmy Butler, where he is playing the two, the three, the four at times because of his physical play. You want Jimmy Butler again to also stay aggressive and give them an opportunity to do different things where he starts to get into that rhythm with 19 games to go, where you start to look at him again and say that this is the guy that we brought him in here for, to be that scoring type of player, Jimmy Butler, for the 76ers. Now, the Joel Embiid thing that Tyrone and I know talked about on Saturday, and a lot of other people have addressed it as well, with him not being out there on the floor, Joel Embiid, it's again something that I'm not too worried about right now. It's necessary for him to get this rest, knowing that this is the most basketball he's played in his basketball life, having started so late in the game in his career. You want him to get some rest because of how we saw things play out in the postseason, where he did get fatigued and did let that get in the way, where he had an opportunity to help the 76ers win that game in Game 5 in the Boston TD Garden, and he came up short on a layup opportunity. So you need him to get the necessary rest. We gave the example of Kawhi Leonard not playing in back-to-back situations for the Toronto Raptors, where they're monitoring. Again, the load management term comes into play for these star players, not playing specific games to allow them to get enough rest. And with this team that Elton Brand has assembled, they have enough weapons to go out there and win these basketball games against, whether it's the Golden State Warriors, the Boston Celtics, the Orlando Magic. They have enough ammunition. So again, I'm not too worried about Joel Embiid not being out there on the floor playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. But there are a fair number of people who still look at it and say, is this an injury thing that we should be concerned about going forward? Now, if they start to say some things about his knee possibly swelling up, then we need to really talk about it. And or the knee is really hampering him a little bit more after he has these workouts, then that's something that we're going to have to address. But right now, I don't think it's anything that we should be concerned about, or I'm not concerned about it. You can do what you want and we'll have a conversation about it, but I don't have a problem with Joel Embiid taking this time off right now, getting this rest, because the most important part of the season for the 76ers when they start their playoff run after April 10th, their final game of the season. So 610-632-0975, you guys' thoughts on tonight's game and what you want to see from the 76ers against the Orlando Magic. No Joel Embiid, no Boban Marjanovic, and also no Jonah Bolden, who's been starting in place of Joel Embiid at the five spot for the 76ers. In place tonight for him, Amir Johnson, You all love Amir Johnson, don't you? No, I'm the only one that still stands tall for Amir Johnson, and he's going to go out there and bang a little bit with Nick Vucevic and the Orlando Magic tonight. So 610-632-0975. We're running until 6:45 before we hand things off to B. Seltz of Sixers.com for the pregame coverage. Tom McGinnis on the game call right here. Again, as Pat Egan lets me know that Amir is the trash man. Amir Trash Man Johnson. Yes, Pat, he is the trash man, and he'll clean up a lot of that mess down there for the boys. So, again, 610-632-0975, live from the center. We're right here around P.J. Willihan's, section 105, 106. Stop on by and say hello right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5, The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas has bumped up the Phillies' win total from 86.5 to 89 with the signing of Bryce Harper. There's also a head-to-head prop bet at the Westgate Superbook. The Phillies against the Pirates, the team that had the most regular season victories, Phillies favored by 8.5. Philadelphia 76ers, a 6-point favorite at Wells Fargo Center tonight against the Magic. The total, 222.5. The over has hit in 6 of the last 7 meetings between the two teams in Philadelphia, according to Point Spread Weekly, available at vsin.com. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For vsin.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This weekly Sixers On Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. InjuryLawyer.com.
With under 20 games left in the regular season, the Sixers are looking forward to getting back All-Star center Joel Embiid. The loss to the Warriors on Saturday was the 5th game that Embiid missed since going out due to knee soreness. With Embiid himself optimistic to return this week, we will finally get a chance to see them come together going into the playoffs.
This weekly Sixers On Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Return, postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you an introductory price of just $15 plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing on your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get started for just $15. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? If so, you have a big problem. and it's not going to go away. You need help now. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. We are a local firm specializing in tax resolution services. Don't fall into the trap of waiting for the IRS or state to take action. There's no better time to address your tax problems than right now, on your terms, before it's too late. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. April 15th will be here before you know it. The time to act is now. We have access to special government programs that defer payments and allow a settlement based on your ability to pay. For qualifying taxpayers, we have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Imagine how you'd feel. Call us now for a free consultation and to find your best resolution. You can't afford to wait. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100 and ask for me, Greg Talbot. 484-915-3100. Get relief.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
At Macy's, we are committed to our communities and the causes we all care about. That's why Macy's colleagues have volunteered more than 132,000 hours of service to countless local causes across the country. Because we're committed to sharing joy and being there in times of need. With generous help from customers like you, we raised more than $49 million for charity last year alone through programs like the Big Give Back. Find out more and join us in helping your community year-round at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
Hey Sixers fans, Mark Zumoff here. Don't forget, tomorrow, your 76ers are battling the Bulls on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll see you starting at 7.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Owen Brand, the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
617, 97.5, The Fanatic, EB, of course, the man who orchestrated the deals to get Tobias Harris and the rest of the crew here to join the 76ers, and they play the Orlando Magic tonight. Markelle Fultz, not with the Orlando Magic, and it doesn't appear that he's going to play for them this season. We'll see how that goes. Jonathan Simmons certainly has not made himself a fan favorite for the Sixer fans since his time here, coming to Philadelphia in that Orlando deal with the Orlando Magic for Markelle Fultz. But hopefully he'll have some ammunition tonight against his former team and wants to go out there and play well. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. So what are you looking for tonight against the Orlando Magic? I know it's not the Golden State Warriors, but they need the W because you want to make sure you keep pace with Indiana and Boston. Indiana right now 41-23, a half a game up on the 76ers, who are 40-23, with the Boston Celtics 2.5 games behind the Sixers at 38-26. And they are a mess. Hopefully they stay a mess. Something tells me they'll pick things up as the postseason gets started. But let's start things off on the phones again. 610-632-0975. If you are on your way down here to the center, we are at P.J. Willihan's by section 105-106. You always know how we do it. Come on by and say what's up. Let's go to Vernon in West Philly to tip things off right here on The Fanatic. What's going on, Vern?
How you doing, Devon?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
Good. Listen, I'm looking forward to us playing Boston. I've never been afraid of Boston each year. It's always been like an old gang war. You just came forth, you know, with a good fight, no matter who was on your team. But I'm concerned there. I want to know what Patton looks like. We've had him here all year. We have never seen him play. He's been in the NBA for a little while. What's his game like?
Well, he's an athletic guy that I wouldn't say is more is a back to the basket. He relies on everyone else to get his. He'll crash the offensive glass. Of course, he'll attack the defensive glass as well for the team. And he's one of those guys you can put in pick and roll situations, get him some lobs at the basket, some easy stuff. Nothing that he's really going to create for himself. So he is heavily reliant on his teammates to get him going offensively. He is a shot blocker. He will protect the basket. I just don't know yet, Vern, if he's ready for up here versus the blue coats and being an effective player. Now, where they are right now with only Amir Johnson, only one center, in their lineup, maybe they really have to call his number tonight. Or look at it this way, Vern. If they do, like we talked about in the first segment, if they are able to get out to a big lead and the fourth quarter is not really meaningful for the 76ers, maybe that's when Brett Brown decides to go and give Patton some minutes. Because I would suspect that Mike Scott and also Ben Simmons to play a little bit of five from time to time tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. If you've seen Justin Patton at Creighton, that's what he was as a freshman. He came in, and again, athletic guy, can run rim to rim, get there quick, help side defense, tremendous as a weak side shot blocker to protect the paint for Creighton at that point. And he had some great players like Watson, of course, the point guard from Philadelphia, who was able to get him a lot of good looks. And he crashed the offensive glass, getting some offensive putbacks. Back to the basket again, not necessarily his strong suit, something that he's going to have to work on the NBA level. And that's why he's been able to get his feet wet, get things going again with the Bluecoats in Delaware, and have some pretty good games. I went to one game where they played, I can't even remember who they played. I think it was the Timberwolves G League team. And he played all right. And once again, he's not necessarily an offensive guy. He's someone that you're going to have to get him some looks and give him some lobs and things. But right now, I don't want anybody to really look for anything offensively from him where he's creating for himself. That's not his game. So, again, expect when it's not Vucevic out there at the center spot, well, maybe they go with the Jonathan Isaac at the five. Since he's a little more lighter with his frame, you can get away with, even though he has the length potentially on Ben Simmons and Mike Scott, size-wise, they can bang with him. And he's not necessarily a back-to-the-basket guy either. He wants to play face up and play on the perimeter a little bit and get some of those jump shots that way. Play above the rim, certainly, but when it comes to him getting his, I will take my chances with Ben Simmons and Mike Scott at the five position against Jonathan Isaac. 610-632-0975. Nick Vucevic is going to be a handful, though. And Amir Johnson, a veteran big man who knows how to play these specific types of guys, where Vucevic can step out to the three-point line now. He has extended his range all the way out to the three-point line. And what he's been able to do all-star season this year. He had an all-star year last year, all-star caliber year last year. Did not make the team, but he's been very good. We know that from keeping an eye on him over the years since he's moved on from Philadelphia. He's a very good player, and having someone like Amir Johnson, a veteran big who can go out there and defend him and make him work for his, is going to be good. He's given Joel Embiid some fits in the past, so he is going to give Amir Johnson some problems tonight against the 76ers, but hey, that's when you pick your poison. If you let Nick Vucevic get off, that means you can't let Terrence Ross and Evan Fournier and some of those guys go nuts for the Orlando Magic. 610-632-0975. What do you want to see tonight against the Orlando Magic from your Philadelphia 76ers front end of a back-to-back tonight against the Magic tomorrow on the road in Chicago? Anthony in Jersey joins us next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Ant?
Hey, what's good, Devon?
What's happening, man?
I wanted to ask you about, I know it's only his second game of the G League, but he played well last night, Zaire. I see the playoff roster right now. We got our starting five and then, a four-man bench between TJ, Boban, Mike Scott, and Jonah Bolden. You know, and I'm not really sold on Simmons, Jonathan Simmons, or James Ennis as that point of attack defender. And I'm wondering if maybe, I know it's real optimistic, if Zaire could possibly, for the playoffs. And then, do you think we can go 13-6
in the final night? I think it'll be tough for Zaire Smith to come. I think I saw a report earlier, Anthony, that stated that the Sixers have told Zaire Smith that he's going to join the big team once the season is over with. And that just means
23rd.
Yeah, he'll just get some practice time in and things of that nature. He'll give you that extra live body to go against them in practice when they do have practice time. But I don't know how much I'm really relying on Zaire Smith in the postseason. That's a tough ask, man, to throw him in there in the postseason against, let's just say, for example, Boston in the first round. That's tough to ask Zaire Smith to come out there and actually give you something against a team like that.
I do think it's asking, But I'm just hopeful just because Faustin Ennis and Jonathan Simmons, like, could really use some more guard depth. Think about it, TJ's our only real backup guard. So I'm just asking for one of them. All they really got to do is be a positive on defense and be neutral offensively. You don't got to shoot. You don't got to create. You're surrounded by guys that can do that. You just cannot turn the ball over.
No, and you're right, Anthony. Thanks for the call, man. I have a little more faith in James Ennis than I do Simmons right now, Jonathan Simmons, because he just seems to give you a little more when he's out there on the floor. Neither one of them have been world beaters since they've gotten here serving their role. But once the playoffs really get underway, Brett Brown is going to cut down on that rotation. We'll have an opportunity to see what he thinks. And if you've been paying attention to Brett Brown over these past couple of years when they've been winning, while he doesn't mind playing those young players, he's going to go with the vets. Remember all the times last year where we wanted to see Markel Fultz and they were like, no, we're going to go with Marco Bellinelli here. Or we're going to go with Ilias Sova here over another young player that could be on the roster. He is going to go with the people that he trusts. Look at Markel Fultz and TJ McConnell. He trusts TJ McConnell out there on the floor more than he trusts Markel Fultz, and that's where he's going to go. So when you look at Zaire Smith, who has not played a minute in the NBA, has played two games with the Bluecoats, and by the time the season is over, he'll have a nice handful of run and some practice time in with the big team. Maybe if they have things situated at the end of the year, maybe they'll go about it that way, but I just don't see where Zaire Smith is going to have the opportunity to give the 76ers anything. It's hard for me, especially when Elton Brand makes the moves to go out there and get these veterans and Simmons and Ennis to give them some playoff minutes, some veteran minutes. I just don't see where Brett Brown decides to call the number of Zaire Smith unless they need a boost, they need some type of infusion of energy, and they feel like Zaire Smith coming in there, he's green, he's hungry, he just wants to go out there and hoop, and he gives you something, maybe, but I think it'll be situational, and we talk about that a lot with the 76ers when Brett Brown decides to call the number of someone, and we know his rotation is going to be shortened in the postseason, but he's going to have to really see something that he needs to get out of somebody and maybe light a fire under Ennis or light a fire under Jonathan Simmons, that he decided to go with a young guy in Zaire Smith who hasn't played much in a regular season over those veteran guys. And you're right, Anthony. With the rotation being short and off the bench, you'll have TJ McConnell, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott, certainly. And then you will have Ennis, Bolden, and Simmons fighting for those other minutes potentially to help out the 76ers when they need it. And, you know, it's going to be tough. It's also going to be, a situational thing depending on the opponent. What if it's the Brooklyn Nets and you feel like you can go with a lot of those athletes out there like Ennis and Simmons? And maybe if it looks like it's going to be a quick series and you want to just give Zaire Smith a few minutes, maybe it is the Brooklyn Nets that's the perfect opponent and not the Boston Celtics to go out there and decide to just throw your rookie out there who's very green in a tough playoff situation like that. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we promise to give you a great guest, and that's who we'll give you. We're going to give you Amy Heaver, who's the 76ers Executive Director of Social Responsibility. She's going to come on and discuss the 76ers fourth annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala that is going to be held on Monday at 6:30, and a lot of great items to be auctioned off, and we're going to talk about. I have my eye on one. I don't know. I have to talk to everybody and see if I can get my hands on that one, and it's going to be a good one. So 610-632-0975. Devon Givens live from the center ahead of Sixers Magic Basketball. We're live from PJ Willihan's right here on the Fanatic.
Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5, The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah. A two-hand slam by Joel Embiid.
J.J. Redick.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me? J.J. Redick flying by the Sixers bench.
And Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris reigns in a triple.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles cracked and stripped. Tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof. Plus 0% financing. Get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at Straight Talk.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go!
For
Rosetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, B. West, big-time basketball fan, 635 right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, live from the center right here around P.J. Willihan's at section 105, 106. Come on by. This is normally our usual hangout when we're here during the broadcast from the center, and I always have a cool guest, and we have different people that stop by, but haven't had this person in on the air, and we've seen each other plenty of times around here or at the complex or whatever it may be to talk about the foundation, the gala that's happening next Monday for the 76ers, fourth annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala. Joining us here, Amy Heaver, the 76ers Executive Director of Social Responsibility. Amy, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see all the buzz around here? You see all the great, we always get this nice crowd here.
I tell you, this excitement, all this energy that we see at the game,
yep,
that's one of the things that you're going to see at this gala.
At this gala. So tell us about the gala. A lot of people, again, the fourth annual gala, and you have plenty of auction items, and you have guests, live performances from musical acts. And I saw the musical act was Wyclef Jean. So is that
correct?
Right.
That's
yeah,
right.
So that's a great one. So this is the fourth one. How has it built up over the years to where we are right now?
I think the thing about being in our fourth year is really we've established ourselves as having, I hope, one of the most exciting, fun, interactive events that one can have to help do some tremendous good out here in our communities. We've worked really hard to change how one sees and views a gala. So when you walk in, you don't come in and have sit-down tables and long, lengthy presentations. We've set the stage where we really literally mimic the energy and format of a game and provide four quarters of nonstop entertainment for all of our guests, including some obviously amazing people, our roster, Dr. J, AI, Wyclef Jean, as you mentioned, three-time Grammy Award winner, and a ton of other guests and surprises that's going to happen throughout the night.
Awesome surprises. That's always fun. So when you look at Allen Iverson and Dr. J, and I'm sure many more, Brett Brown potentially being there as well, maybe Elton Brand?
That's right. We're going to have all of our coaching staff, our GM, of course, Elton Brand, and we also have kind of, to piggyback off of that, some amazing auction experiences, including a meet and greet with Elton Brand, Dr. J, AI, and some really amazing other auction items, some experiences, and even some random things such as a fighter jet experience
that
one can bid on.
Really? How'd that come about, a fighter jet experience? How'd that come about?
I tell you, when we look at the gala, when we look at the auction, we're just trying to really find some very unique experiences that are kind of one of a kind, one opportunity of a lifetime to win.
Yeah, that is an interesting one. Again, Amy Heaver, the 76ers Executive Director of Social Responsibility, here to share some information on the fourth annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala. So some of these auction items, can you share? Can I get to mine first? Can I share mine first that I have my eye on? You already mentioned Elton Brand and Dr. J and AI. World Be Free is one of my favorite people, right? The ambassador for the team. And I've been around for quite some time. You guys work directly with them. But to have the opportunity to have World Be Free help you shoot the basketball, hone your skill, fix whatever, if your elbow's tucked too far out, is flaring out, not tucked in, no rotation, World Be Free.
I tell you,
I love it.
It's an amazing experience. You get to come out to the training complex,
yes,
and work almost one-on-one with one of the NBA greats, World Be Free. So that's one of certainly the unique experiences and opportunities we have. And another one that I like to highlight, our executive chef, Jay Hee.
Yes.
We also have a private tasting dinner and pairing that he's going to prepare for four very special guests for that winner as well.
Oh, that is lovely. And everybody raves about how the chef takes care of them at the practice facility, at the complex, and it's a great time. So yeah, of course, that'd be a good deal to have someone cook for you like that, huh?
Absolutely. I tell you, check it out, SixersYouthFoundation.org/gala. The auction is open and live right now, so for those that can't make it to the event, highly recommend checking out this auction. There's some very unique items out there.
And again, you have a chance to bid on more than 100 items at SixersYouthFoundation.org. Auction. Also, items include a studio tour of 97.5 The Fanatic, where you can see some of the people in there. Of course, the fighter jet certainly on there as well. Courtside tickets, never a bad thing, and you can rub some shoulders with the circle of stars that you have now.
That's
since
right.
The team is playing so well, right?
That's right. A lot of other VIP experiences that one can have, some that are being auctioned off for the back end of this season, and some for the start of what will be another exciting season in 1920.
And not only are the Sixers involved in this, but you also have the opportunity to get involved with some of the other local teams as well, where maybe some other teams get involved a little bit in some of these auction items.
That's right.
Is that a surprise?
There are some additional
surprises.
Okay. Yet to come.
Yeah, see, I'm not spilling all the beans, just a little bit, just enough. But again, the fourth annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala that will be held at the Fillmore on Monday, March 11th, 6:30 at the Fillmore. Performance by a three-time Grammy Award winner, Wyclef Jean, and plenty of auction items. Again, over 100 guests include 76ers head coach Brett Brown, Allen Iverson, Dr. J, and plenty more, which will be a surprise, and I'm not going to tell everybody about it.
That's right. We even are putting down a sport court at the event, so you'll get your chance to have your hand at a free throw, and who knows, you may even get to try your free throws against one of our players.
Now, since this is a gala, and a lot of people look at the gala, again, Amy Heaver here joining us live here at the center. What's the attire? I mean, we talk about the gala. What's the attire? Is it casual? Is it formal? What is it?
So it's definitely not black tie.
See?
So we like to build this as casual, chic, fashion forward. So we want people to be certainly comfortable, relaxed, enjoy. We say, you know, you're out there and you're walking into a venue that's literally been transformed into a nightclub lounge feel. So dressed to impress.
Okay, well, before we let you go, again, Amy Heaver joining us here at the center, PJ Willihan, to tell us about the gala for the 76ers on Monday. Fourth annual. You've been involved with all of these.
That's right.
I'm putting you on the spot. Your favorite moment of the three before this one, of course.
I tell you, there's so many different ones, from the entertainers we have to special guests that share their time with us. But we have a new thing coming up this year with our auction / it's going to be a combo on the stage. And we have a couple of our players that are actually going to be painted live with our speed painter for a unique, one-of-a-kind art experience.
The speed painter that performs at halftime here sometimes?
That's right.
Okay.
So I think that may be one of my new favorite experiences yet to be seen.
Okay. Well, again, just the information again, the fourth annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala, Monday, March 11th at 6:30 from the Fillmore in Philadelphia. And you can also go and check out the auction items beforehand so you know where you are. Do we have a little bit of a total thus far? Everything is already underway. Do we have a total so far?
It is. I think so far we've raised just about $20,000 from the auction being open these first 2 days. So off to a great start.
All right. Over a chance to bid on more than 100 items at SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction. Right?
That's right.
Simple enough. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We always get to see each other. It's good to have you on the air.
Thank you.
To share this information.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much again. Amy Heaver joining us here at the center ahead of Sixers Magic tonight. Tip off. It will be in about 15 minutes as Tom McGinnis takes care of that. Brian Seltzer on the pregame coverage. We're going to get ready to step away. Sorry, Gary, we couldn't get to you. We had to have this conversation with Amy. It's really important to get the information out there for the gala again. So a lot of people to thank, starting with Brian McLaughlin back at the studio, Mackenzie and Eileen here on the ground crew. Thank you so much, as always. And Josie, engineering, and all the great people who stopped by here at PJ Willihan's to say hello before Sixers Magic. So I will be back after the game, 10 to midnight, or once the game ends, once the Sixers take care of the Magic and beat them down. We will have In the Post until midnight. So, for everybody here at the center, for Amy stopping by again, Zach as well, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. I'm Devon Gibbons, and I'll be back with you after the game. Coming up next, B. Celts with the pregame coverage right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.